You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and I thought we would start this week with three tunes that feature jazz trumpeter Bill Hardman.
Mm-hmm. somebody love me?
Thank you.
There's Errol Garner. I really love these early things that he did because a lot of times it was solo piano and he could just wander and add as he ambled along there. It's a thing called Gaslight. It's on the Signature label from March 1945, Errol Garner, solo piano. Rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with three sides that featured trumpeter Bill Hardman. First one under his own name from October 1961, Capers. That came off an album on the Savoy label, Saying Something. Bill Hardman on trumpet, Sonny Red alto, Ronnie Matthews piano, Bob Cunningham on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Then we had a record I think may have introduced Bill Hardman under Jackie McLean's name, called Jackie's Pal on the Prestige label, and we listened to them run through Steeplechase. From August 1956, Bill Hardman trumpet, Jackie McLean alto, Mal Waldron piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then we listened to the Jazz Messengers, Art Blakey. Jackie McLean and Bill Hardman both landed in the band. Goes back to December 1956, their version of Stella by Starlight on a package called simply the Jazz Messengers on the Columbia label. Bill Hardman trumpet, Jackie McLean alto, Sam Dockery piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Then we grabbed a couple of tracks by tenor man Paul Gonsalves of the Ellington Orchestra. This is a piece called Way, Way Back on a package on the RCA label called Ellingtonia Moods and Blues from February 1960. Paul Gonsalves on tenor, Johnny Hodges alto, Ray Nance on trumpet, Booty Wood on the trombone, Jimmy Jones piano, Al Hall bass, Oliver Jackson on the drums. And then from that same session with that same lineup, we had It's Something That You Ought to Know, again, under Paul Gonsalves' name from February 1960. Then we listened to Errol Garner. This time he was backing a vocalist, Irma Cavanaugh, and a scratchy beat-up dub of Somebody Loves Me. I loved it. And we wrapped it up with Errol Garner and Gaslight. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs roughly from 1944 through 1964, and we'll start this next set with Hank Mobley. This goes back to June of 1965 for a package on the Blue Note label, Dippin' Blues, and this is called The Vamp. Thank you.
this tune. Through the night comes melodies entrancing.
Billie Holiday, who else? From March 1939 on the Vocalion label, Under a Blue Jungle Moon. And I'll list the people here, but you have to bear with me because I didn't type this up. I'm reading my own writing. It was Hot Lips Page and Tab Smith. Also, Kenneth Holland and Stanley Payne on tenors. Kenny Kersey on piano. Jimmy McLinn guitar. Johnny Williams the bass. Eddie Doherty on the drums, and Under a Blue Jungle Moon, Billie Holiday. Before that, we listened to Hank Mobley and a workout from June of 1965. The tune was called The Vamp. On a package on the Blue Note label called Dippin' Blues, Hank Mobley tenor, Lee Morgan. Nice work on the trumpet, Harold Mayburn. On piano, Larry Ridley bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. That brings us just about to the end of the trail for another week. It's Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We're going to call on Wes Montgomery to take us on out. We won't get through all of this. This is an early track, and they don't even know how early, from 1957 somewhere through 1959, went back when he was in Indiana. It's called Wes Montgomery Back on Indiana Avenue on the Resonance label. Wes, and they don't know who the other players are, but they all work this one over. It's called I'll Remember April, and we'll see you next time around.